Anxiety can wrestle hopes and dreams from a person. When we're caught up in anxiety, we tend to put many important things on hold. We put our dreams aside and fail to act on steps that will improve our lives. Just getting through the day becomes the main focus. When you start to move out of anxiety, you reawaken to the goals and dreams that you may have put on hold. I want to help you reconnect in a meaningful way with a powerful vision of what your life could be like. The reason for doing this is because holding a clear vision of a better life can be a great motivator to step past any final hurdles anxiety presents. It's so important to maintain a consistent vision for your life that is beyond anxiety. So during this audio, I'm going to have you map out what your ideal day would look like. It's how you would like your ideal day to unfold. This then becomes the roadmap for you to execute on steps that will take you there. I'm going to walk you through your ideal day from morning till bedtime that night. So first off, you should have a pen and the ideal day worksheet out in front of you. Don't worry, this is going to be a fun exercise. We're going to go through your entire day from the moment you wake until you go to sleep that night. You'll have a chance later to write it all down, but for now, just relax and let your imagination run with it. The specifics are less important than the feelings that are created during your ideal day. So think about what it is that you're doing, but more importantly, what you are feeling and why you are feeling that way. Okay, so close your eyes and take a deep breath and imagine waking on the morning of your ideal day. Your perfect day is about to unfold. What's the very first thought that crosses your mind on this ideal day? How do you feel? As you wake and get out of bed, what's the first thing that you do? How do you feel, and who are the people that are there with you? From 9 a.m. till noon, what happens during these hours? What would you be doing for work, or what would you be doing for fun? Let your imagination run free. Have fun with it. Now, let's say it's noon and lunchtime. What would you do for lunch on your perfect day? Who would you eat with, and what kind of food would you be eating? Imagine it there in front of you. Imagine yourself tasting it. After lunch, let's say until about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, where would you go and what would you experience that day? Who would you be sharing those special moments with? If you're working, what kind of meaningful work would that be? Now the day is coming to a close, and maybe at the end of the day, you've got a moment to stop and watch a beautiful sunset. It's a moment to reflect on all the good things that happened during the day. As you reflect on the day, what are the elements of the day that you truly feel grateful for? What would you be proud of? What would make you smile? What would make you feel fulfilled? Okay, great. So what I described was just to get your imagination flowing. Now I'm going to let the music play, and this time I want you to open your eyes and take a moment to write down everything you can think of to describe your ideal day, and break it up into the times of day as I describe them to you. Write as much or as little as you want. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Great work. Well done. I hope you're starting to feel excited by some of the things that you've imagined happening in your ideal day. If you take this exercise seriously, you will start to make much more conscious decisions about how you spend your time and what you focus on. I know some of the things you visualize may seem totally impossible to make happen in your life, and that's okay. We're going to start with the stuff you know you have the ability and skill to make happen. And remember, it's the feelings you had that are more important than the actual situations that you imagined. These feelings might have been things like excitement, connectedness, love, health, strength, accomplishment, significance, or joy. So look at the things that you imagined happening in your ideal day and see which of them are the things that you know you can start working towards right now. What things can you start doing now that would bring you much more of those feelings that you want in your life? Just to give you an example, in my ideal day, there was more time spent in nature and more time having fun with family and friends. It was a day where I felt at peace, happy, balanced, and fulfilled. These were things I knew I could start to make happen now with a bit of additional effort and planning. Things I could do that didn't necessarily cost any money or that I had to work years towards. What about yours? Below your ideal day, I want you to now write down the things you want to work towards having as goals that you want to achieve. What can you create in your day that will bring you these feelings you desire more of? Things that you know you have the skills and ability right now to make happen. It's best to go for the small wins first so that you can build your confidence up in your ability to create your ideal day. I find it helps to divide goals into categories like health, friends, family, work, travel, income, giving, service, spiritual. Add in any category you think appropriate to your life. If some of the goals seem impossible, know that it can be done. Step by step, little by little, you can get there. It's your life after all. You can pick and choose what you really want and put the effort into making it happen. Don't listen to the voice that tells you all the reasons why it's impossible. There is a way to make it happen. Don't go through life ignoring the life you want to live by dismissing it as unreasonable or impossible. You just have to desire and want it enough. You can pause the audio here to complete that step if you wish. Okay. Next below, I want you to break these goals down into what I call MNS, which is my next step. Write down the goals and beside it, one next step you can take towards each of these goals that you have. It might be as simple as getting up earlier to have time to yourself to exercise or meditate. It could be emailing a friend to meet them for lunch or setting up a meeting with your bank manager to organize your finances better. Each of these small steps takes you that bit closer towards your ideal day. Starting tomorrow, what specific action can you take to get you closer to your goals? Just pick one thing and make it happen by following the DARE morning ritual. The DARE morning ritual is explained in the DARE for More section of the members area. Just do one small thing each day and know that you are moving yourself closer to the life that you want to live. We're here to support you. Let's get after it and make it happen.